You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Chris Sinzak and Aaron Camaro.
We know you've been sitting on the edge of your seat just waiting to see what was going to happen right here on the Decibel Geek Podcast as we continue to induct nominees into our Hall of Fame. I'm your esteemed judge, Aaron Camaro, co-judge, I guess?
I have no idea.
You just want to be my... Let's just be co-judges.
Okay.
My co-judge, Chris Sinzak. Now that we've figured that out, we got a long ways to go today, but we covered a lot of ground last week.
Yes, we did.
So in case you don't know, we are going through the entire Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and giving it a huge revamp through the eyes of a couple of rock and rollers. So, we started this last week, so if you just happen to be tuning into this one and you haven't heard last week, you definitely want to go back to the episode before and start at the very beginning because it's been a long, strange trip to get us right here to the year 2000, and that's where we're going to begin today. But before we get to all that, you know us, we got to take care of that business, and our business are reviews and recommendations. We like Apple Podcast reviews. We like Podchaser reviews. We like Facebook recommendations. Basically, if you can find a place to leave some kind of review for us and you give it all 5 stars, we're going to like it a lot. And odds are we're going to read it on the show just like this one. That's entitled Best Hard Rock and Heavy Metal Podcast Out There. It's an Apple Podcast review. It's got all 5 stars and it goes like this. I came for the Kiss episodes and stayed for all the other 70s, 80s, 90s rock that these guys discuss on a weekly basis. They turned me on to a lot of great music and bands that I missed the first time around too. Thanks, Chris and Aaron. And that comes to us from The Hornet via Apple Podcasts from right here in the good old USA.
Very cool. And somebody that does like the Kiss episodes.
That's right. Well, you know, that's the thing. You know, most people that listen to this show really do like the Kiss episodes. But yeah, like you say, it only takes one person to give you a 2-star rating and really stick it to you. But that's the way it goes. We just need a whole bunch of new ones to help raise us right back up. And you know what? Podchaser reviews don't hurt either. And we've got a sweet one right here. All 5 pink stars, like you're going to find them on Podchaser. And it's from Joey. It goes like this. If you love hard rock, metal, old and new, you should be listening to this podcast. If you're a Kiss fan, this podcast is for you. What more is there to say? You wanted the best, so listen to the best. That's awesome right there. 7 days ago, 5 stars, Podchaser review from Joey. Gotta love it.
That's a high praise saying if you're a Kiss fan, this is the podcast for you, because there's a lot of great Kiss podcasts out there. So thank you so much.
For sure. Definitely. You know, I like to think, especially in 1 month out of the year, we're one of them.
I think so.
But that kind of bleeds to the rest of the year, too.
We are the best Kiss podcast on Patreon.
That's right. That is true. And if you're a Decibel Geek VIP, you probably already know that. That's right. We do the show, The Torpedo Dudes. It's our very own Kiss show. Come out with it once in a while. It's usually pretty good, I'm told. So you want to check that out. Also, we do the Chris and Aaron show. I've still got stuff left over from the quarantine sessions that was too saucy to be released on the regular show that I'm going to release for our VIPs. They're going to love it. Also, they're a part of our private group, and they get access to some inside stuff like getting some Rock and Roll Hall of Fame posters, which we got to figure out how we're doing that, but we've got some to give to the VIPs. Speaking of that, we gave away all 8 of our Doobie Brothers Blu-ray discs that were given to us by HBO Max and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last week. So good listening, guys, and picking up on the clues I was dropping down, and you went there and you laid the hearts down on our post. And you know what? You won. Congratulations.
Yeah. And you mentioned that some of the quarantine session stuff was too saucy. And I would like to say the emphasis on the word saucy, because I don't remember about half of the stuff we did during the quarantine sessions.
Because you were sauced.
Completely.
Me too. Good stuff. Good times. Well, you know, speaking about the people that won the Blu-rays, they found our Facebook post. They went out. They shared it. They found our tweet on the Twitter and they retweeted it. And that made them honorary Geeks of the Week.
Geeks of the Week this week are Adam Cox, Paul Korn, Sit and Spin with Joe, Bill Elam, Matt Ashcraft, Mike Parnell, Myron Cotton, Darren Parkin, Simon Catt, John Phillips, Jeffrey Mendenhall, Scott Crouch, Joseph Capone, Shay Hargett, The Bakery Podcast, Aaron Baker, Keith Rockford, David Glenn, David Cathy, J.J. Mack, Bipolar Billy, Hakan Bergstad, Jared Norlander, Chris Vickery, Eladio, Stick Stickman, Vet Halen, JJP, Body of the Soul, and as always,
The Mooger Fooger. That's right. Those are our people, our Geeks of the Week. They went out and shared and retweeted last week's episode. If you do the same for this week's episode, part 2 of our Hall of Fame, then you're going to become a Geek of the Week next week. And it's cool. I always, every once in a while, see new names in there. We always got our steadfast friends, you know, that share it every single week. But it's always nice to see new names sprinkled in there. I think I saw one or two this week.
Yeah, always people discovering the show every week and helps keep us going, and we're almost a year 10.
Heck yeah. So I got to know, how many people tuned in to see us on Friday night when we went live on Facebook and also over on Decibel Geek TV on YouTube with Rock and Ron Runyon? I know we had a lot of people checked it out, and we had a lot of friends stop by and say hello, and we had a really good time. So just another way for you guys to spend time and interact with us is when we go live. You know, always tune in, check it out, and if you got the time, give us a shout. We like it.
Yeah, I think the last time I looked, it was like over 2,000 people had seen it, so that's pretty awesome.
Nice, and I think Rock and Ron said that night between Facebook and Decibel Geek TV, there was like 600 people with us as we were doing it.
That's amazing.
That's really cool. It's a lot of fun. We had a blast, and we're going to definitely be doing more of that. So best way to keep up with that is over on our Facebook page. You know, watch for posts. You're going to see it right there. It says, hey, Chris and Aaron are going live tonight at this time. Be there. And you can be.
Yeah, definitely. So we got a lot of years to go through. You ready to do this?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, first thing is I saw a lot of response to last week's episode. A lot of them thought it was great. A lot of them thought it was really cool. And a lot of them were yelling at us the whole time. We couldn't hear them, but they were yelling.
I knew that would happen.
Well, I mean, we talk about the Hall of Fame and the snubs, but we've got a whole big list of snubs that we've got out there that have already become eligible that we have not inducted. So do you want to go through this list one time before we move on so that you know who's still available?
And we can go through the list of who's still available. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, well, let's do that right now then, because this is a long list. We snubbed a lot of people, Chris. People are angry. We might be able to make up for that today because we're going all the way up to the current time. So here we go. This is a list that might be longer than Geeks of the Week. It's the Zombies, the Dave Clark Five, Herman's Hermits, Dick Dale, Frank Zappa, Grateful Dead, Vanilla Fudge, Todd Rundgren, Van Morrison, Blue Cheer, Iron Butterfly, Status Quo, the Allman Brothers, Tommy James, Neil Young, James Gang, George Harrison's still out there, Blind Faith, The Guess Who, Jethro Tull, Golden Earring, MC5, Ringo Starr, War, Supertramp, Yes, Genesis, Wishbone Ash, Slade, Velvet Underground, Kool & the Gang, Earth, Wind & Fire, REO Speedwagon, April Wine, Jerry Rafferty, Black Oak Arkansas, Foghat, Santana, ELO, Sweet, Montrose, Susie Quattro, Rick Derringer, and Kansas. There may be more in there. I don't know. That's a massive list of snubs. And every one of those artists and bands are still available as we move forward.
I still feel good about our list last week. I mean, there's a couple of that you mentioned in there that I might still throw in, but I'm still pretty confident in where we're at.
Yeah, we're doing good. And, you know, like I said, we got inductions coming up that's going to be like Madonna and stuff, you know, so we're probably not going to put her in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that's going to free up some room for maybe somebody like Jethro Tull or even Ringo Starr, maybe. We'll see how it goes. But right now, where we stand, we are up to the year 2000. What? The year 2000. And here we are. Eligible if you came out with your debut album in 1975 or earlier. So here is who the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted in the year 2000. First up, Eric Clapton. We might have missed him. I think he might have been eligible before this, but he's
not
in there
a,
now.
Not as a solo artist.
Oh, okay. All right. So that took a little while. So Eric Clapton's in. Also, Earth, Wind, and Fire, The Lovin' Spoonful, The Moon Glows, Bonnie Raitt, and James Taylor.
The fucking Moon Glows?
Yeah, I'm not even really sure who that is. I think I remember the song Send Me Someone to Love or something. I don't know. So
I don't even know that song.
I highly doubt they're going to make it. But the good news is eligible this year, AC/DC. Also, Journey, The Tubes, Rainbow, Ted Nugent as a solo artist, Angel, Tommy Bolin, and Blackfoot.
The Lovin' Spoonful. You know the song Summer in the City, right?
Yeah, it's a great song, but I don't know anything else by him.
But, like, you know, the lyric goes, hot town, summer in the city. So when I was a kid, my parents would play it on oldies radio. I always thought he was saying, hot damn, summer in the city. And I would sing it when I was a little kid. And they'd be like, don't say that word.
That's funny. Maybe we should put him in the Hall of Fame just for that.
No.
Making children swear.
See, this is where we're going to really let our tastes kind of fly for the rest of this.
Oh, yeah, because from here on out, this is basically, it's going to be all our favorite bands are coming out at this point. So, you know, we're not going to be very, true to the originals here for sure. So out of those, I mean, Eric Clapton, I think number one, if they're eligible, they should go in the first year they are eligible. Easy to say it, AC/DC.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, AC/DC didn't get inducted, but we're putting them in. They're the first call.
Well, and of the list that got in, the only one I would be happy putting in would be Eric Clapton.
Yeah, I think Eric Clapton deserves it.
Yeah.
A lot of people love him.
But I'd replace the rest of them.
So then that leaves us for the year 2004 spots to fill. We got that huge list of people that we've already passed up on that are still available out there. And we've got Journey and Rainbow and Ted Nugent and a few others, too. Anything jumps out to you? What do you think?
Journey has to go in.
Okay. Journey's in on their first year of eligibility. I think they got to wait a few years otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got in a few years ago.
Let's see. Who else?
I think Rainbow deserves it.
Yeah, I'm looking over the old list. Rainbow, you can't argue with Rainbow. I mean, they've had such a long career over the years. That puts Richie Blackmore in the Hall of Fame twice already.
Yep.
I'm going to go back and I'm going to induct. I mean, the other guys are in. We want to put the Beatles in there too, George Harrison and Ringo Starr.
Harrison, I'm okay with. I don't think Ringo's had enough of a solo career to put him in.
Okay, well then let's just stick with George Harrison. I'm cool with that. What about like a band like Iron Butterfly?
Not for me.
No?
Kansas is...
Kansas is one that should definitely be in there, I think.
Yeah. So if we're going to carry over some old ones, I would put Kansas in.
I'm still trying to look because there are some good quality ones in there that definitely should be in. But I'll go along with Kansas for this. We still got time. We still got years to go. So the first inductees for the new century into our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame are AC/DC, Eric Clapton, Journey, Rainbow, George Harrison, and Kansas.
Good class.
Okay. All right. Good deal. So far, so good. So that brings us up to the year 2001. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted Aerosmith, who we put in on their first year of eligibility. They've been in for a couple of years already. They also inducted Solomon Burke, who is known as the Bishop of Soul. They inducted the Flamingos. Are you familiar with the Flamingos? You got any Flamingos albums?
I don't have any albums. I know who they are, though.
Okay. They also inducted Michael Jackson, Queen, Paul Simon, Steely Dan, which we already inducted, and Richie La Bamba Valens. Eligible this year is Heart, The Ramones, Pat Travers, Sammy Hagar, The Runaways, Stars, Ian Gillan as a solo artist, Boston, John Mellencamp, Triumph, Y&T, and Blondie. So I don't even think I got to ask you twice. I know I see two on here that you're going to insist going immediately.
Which ones?
So I guess number one, I'm probably going to put the Ramones.
Yeah.
And number two has got to be Queen, right?
Yeah, yeah.
First Queen, year yeah. eligibility. I'm not, you know, love the Ramones. Never was a huge Queen fan. Always wanted to dive in a little more on them. But I'm cool with it. I respect them. They've got a lot of fans. I'm going to say Heart. I think Heart goes in on their first year of eligibility.
Okay. I would still let Michael Jackson in.
He's the king of pop.
Yeah, but I mean, he did Jackson 5 all the way through the solo career. I think
we already inducted the Jackson 5.
I know. I would put him in, but do you want to argue on it?
Are you going to want to induct Madonna?
No.
Are you going to want to induct? I mean, there's some people you've passed up on here that might be considered heavier than Michael Jackson.
Well, it's not about being heavy.
We'll do that next time. The Thrash Metal Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, because, you know, when is Sirith Ungol getting put in?
Right. I dig it. Yeah, I mean, I guess so. He did have Eddie Van Halen play guitar on one of his songs, so that should carry him in, if nothing else.
Somebody's going to yell at me for doing this.
You deserve it.
Okay.
I'm going to get in trouble for allowing it. But we got four more spots to fill.
I'll go the complete opposite route and say Y&T should get in.
I'm not going to argue that.
I love Y&T. I love almost
me
everything
too.
They've done.
I mean, that's one right there where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame would be like, come on, guys, really? Y&T? Yeah. And we'd be like, well, hell yeah, Y&T.
I'd love to see Stars get in, too. We don't have to do it their first year of eligibility, though.
Okay. What about Blondie? Pretty important.
Yeah. Was never a fan.
They got a guitarist. You know, that's rock and roll. It's kind of punk rock, new wave a little bit. I like some Blondie.
I love that your definition changes per round.
No Michael Jackson, but I think Blondie deserves to be there.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay.
Two more spots.
Well, just on the first album alone, I think Boston deserves to go in.
Okay, I'm cool with Boston. That's another one I'm not a giant fan of, but I do respect them, and I do know they got a lot of fans. Gives us one last spot. I think I'm going to go back to the snubbed ones, and I'm going to induct Black Oak, Arkansas.
All right.
All right.
There's one on here that I would consider that I know there's no way in hell you would.
That's on here? What, yeah. Paul Simon is a solo artist?
No.
I barely allowed Simon and Garfunkel.
In the eligible list.
Huh. Van Morrison?
Oh. John Mellencamp.
Oh, on that eligible list.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a fan, you know, no question about it. I'm just not, I never really have been a big John Mellencougar fan, but you know, he's,
did you say John Mellencougar?
John Cougar Melons.
I love a lot of his stuff, but I mean, but yeah.
I mean, there's no denying his impact, especially on the MTV era where even back then, you know, when MTV was new, they were overplaying that guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't deny it, and maybe there's room for him in upcoming years. Okay. So let's jump into 2002 then.
All right.
So for the year 2002, there's going to be six spots available. What did the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame do with them? They inducted Isaac Hayes, Brenda Lee, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Gene Pitney, the Ramones, who we already inducted. I guess Tom Petty, that's his first year eligibility as well. And they also inducted the Talking Heads. Now, eligible this year are bands like Cheap Trick, Meatloaf, Quiet Riot, Foreigner, Iggy Pop as a solo artist, Motorhead, the Sex Pistols, Eddie Money, the Clash, and George Thorogood. And if we're feeling nice, the Destroyers too. Six all spots right. to fill. I mean, what? Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, right? I can agree with that one.
Yeah, me too.
First year eligibility, put him in.
Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick, definitely. I think they ended up having to wait a few years before they got in. We're putting them in right now.
Motorhead.
I love that. I love that we have the power in our own little imaginary game we're playing here to induct Motorhead into the Hall of Fame on their first year eligibility. I mean, look at some of the old timers that they inducted. Isaac Hayes, everybody knows him. Shaft, you know, he had a huge hand in producing and would end up playing chef on South Park. Everybody loves that guy. Brenda Lee was known for the song I'm Sorry and Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, so I don't know about all that. Uh-huh. Gene Pitney had the songs Town Without Pity and Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. I can live without that, and I've never been a big fan of the Talking Heads.
Yeah, can we go ahead and state right now that the Talking Heads are not getting in, according to us?
I'm cool with that.
Okay. I like a few songs, but no.
That'll save me from having to add them when I read back who's still eligible.
I want to bring one from a previous list in.
Okay.
The Nuge.
Yeah, time for Ted Nugent to get in there. Only 1 year we made him wait. That's tough when there's only so many spots, but yeah, Ted Nugent's in there for sure.
And I'll make it clear, I want him in not because of his music, but only because of his politics. No, I'm just kidding.
Wrong Hall of Fame. I think that one's in Washington, D.C. or something.
Yeah. I'm totally kidding.
Let's see. I want to induct. Jeez, there's so many still out there. I'm going to induct Foghat.
Okay.
Yeah. They were big in the 70s. I mean, they put out a million albums. They got enough fans. I think they deserve it. Foghat, you take the last one.
Let's put Eddie Money in.
I'm cool with that.
I like some of his stuff. He had a really good career.
Yeah, he deserves it. All right, so that's our 2002. We've inducted Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Cheap Trick, Motorhead, Ted Nugent, Foghat, and Eddie Money. What a fun night that would have been at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yep.
You know, before we get into 2003, I just kind of got to say it was pretty cool what the actual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame did the other night. They actually invited Slash and Kirk Hammett and Tom Morello to do a Eddie Van Halen tribute the other night when they did the inductions for 2020. So I thought that was pretty awesome of them to do that.
That's really cool.
Putting the Rock back in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, man. Eddie Van Halen, as much as that guy did with his life for rock music and for the appreciation and the respect for it, even after he died, you know, that he really rekindled a lot for people. So many people probably went to people that never heard Van Halen and said, oh man, Eddie Van Halen died. Well, you don't know Eddie Van Halen? Listen to this. And those people went, holy shit.
Yeah, I know. I've been listening to quite a bit of it since. Not that I ever stopped listening to Van Halen, but definitely made me dust off some stuff I hadn't heard in a while.
Makes you appreciate it a little more, I think, once it's gone, which is sad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, keep that up, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Very cool. All right, here we are in 2003. And in 2003, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted AC/DC, which we inducted them last year on their first year eligible. They also inducted The Clash, Elvis Costello, The Police, and The Righteous Brothers. But eligible this year, speaking of them, Van Halen, Prince, The Cars, Toto, Molly Hatchet, White Snake, and now, in the year 2003, eligible for their solo output, Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Ace Frehley, and Peter Criss.
Oh, boy.
So what do you say? Put Ace Frehley in the Hall of Fame, number one, in his first year of eligibility?
And I'm a massive Kiss fan, and the only one of them that deserves to go in on solo merits is obviously Peter Criss.
Oh, yeah, truly.
Ace Frehley, for sure.
But, I mean, seriously, though, if you look at this list, Van Halen's got to go in, number one, without question. We don't even got to think twice about it. Van Halen gets in on their first year, number one. Then, as far as who they inducted, I mean, they inducted The Clash, The Police. I'm not a big Elvis Costello guy. I mean, Righteous Brothers, I know the song Unchained Melody, but I'm not, that's not my thing either. Whitesnake, I think, has got to go, right?
Why not?
All right, so Van Halen and Whitesnake. So far, so good. That's a good year. And that leaves us a bunch of extra space. We got three more picks to fill for 2003 and a lot of people available out there.
Yeah, I'm going to throw a curveball. Let's put Stars in.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that. Then I'm definitely going to induct Ace for his solo material.
Yeah, I was serious.
And then one last spot. What do you think, Meatloaf?
Yeah, why not?
Meatloaf. All right. That's a pretty good year. Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley are pissed off in 2003 because not only is Ace Frehley out of the band, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but I mean, are we really going to put Gene Simmons in on the basis of asshole?
No, you know, and I don't think Peter Criss really came out with enough. And Paul Stanley didn't really come out with enough. Ace Frehley's had a lot of albums. You know, he's the most proficient of all the Kiss members solo. So, I mean, yeah, as ridiculous as that is in real life, Ace Frehley's in 2003 in our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, we're a couple of homers.
Yeah, it's true. But that's what makes us so awesome. Oh, man, we forgot one, but we can fix that right here. Let's go into 2004. In 2004, you had to have your debut album come out in 1979 or sooner or earlier to be eligible. And this one, I think, is going to be one where we can really kind of fill it up. I feel like we accidentally missed Prince last time, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted him in 2004. What do you think? Put him in right now?
Yeah.
We accidentally made him wait a year. All right, in 2004, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame also inducted Jackson Browne. You know, he's known for the song Doctor My Eyes and wrote a bunch of songs for a bunch of other people. They inducted the Dells. I don't know a whole lot about that. George Harrison, who we already inducted. Bob Seger, who we already inducted. Traffic, who did the songs Dear Mr. Fantasy and Gimme Some Lovin'. And they inducted ZZ Top, but of course, we already inducted them too.
I have to correct you on something.
What's that?
Gimme Some Lovin' was not Traffic. That was the Spencer Davis Group.
Oh, okay.
Same singer, Steve Winwood.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to induct either one of them?
I dig Traffic. Okay, hang on. I don't know that I want to put them in the Rock and Roll
Hall. Let me read you the eligible list first before you decide. So we've got all the ones that we've snubbed already, but now this year eligible... I wonder if the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in real life was aware of this, but eligible in 2004, except...
And...
Okay, I'm cool with that. And then Saxon, the B-52s, and Pat Benatar.
Saxon, yes.
Okay, all right. This is funny. Real people in the real world are thinking we are absolutely ridiculous, but that's okay. Because we're ridiculous in a good way. We got four more spots to fill. I mean, what do you think, Pat Benatar? I mean, she is rock. She sold a shit ton of albums, was super popular in the early MTV era. I think she deserves it.
Yeah, why not? ZZ Top for sure.
We already inducted ZZ Top a long time ago.
We did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, oops.
Let me see. I can tell you. We already inducted ZZ Top way back in 1996.
Okay.
So they're good to go. So we've got three more spots, and everything's wide open here. I mean, we can go back. We can look at what's available now. We already put except Saxon and Pat Benatar. I'm not sold on Traffic. I don't know who the Dells are. Jackson Browne. Looking back on who we snubbed, I say Jerry Rafferty.
Okay.
I like him, and I think he was he had enough hit songs where people like him enough where he deserves to be in there.
Did we already induct Bad Company?
Yes.
Okay. How about Foreigner?
Let's see. No, I don't think we inducted Foreigner yet, and they were eligible. Are they eligible? Yeah, they got to be eligible by now.
Yeah, they were eligible in 2002. We passed on them.
Yeah, let's put Foreigner in there.
As you know, also mostly known for being the soundtrack to the Gene Simmons sex tape.
Was it I Want to Know What Love Is?
It was. I mean, that's what I heard.
Sultry. Oh, yeah.
Where Gene Simmons got the nickname Sox.
Yeah. Are we inducting Gene Simmons' socks into the Hall of Fame?
I would induct his socks before his solo career.
If we're just looking at albums, you know, he's getting better. He's got a better band. He's doing better things now. He's still got time to turn it around. If we come back in a few years and do this again, we could say, well, you know, last time we talked about this, all we had to go on was Gene Simmons and, you know, his solo album. But, man, look at all the cool stuff he's done with the Talisman since then.
Yeah.
Induct him.
So we still got a few spots, right?
We've got one more spot available for 2004.
Can I bring one in?
Sure.
How about April Wine?
I'm cool with that. Totally. Totally cool with April Wine. They're a great band.
Yeah, overlooked band.
Okay, so this is a pretty interesting induction class in 2004. We've got Prince, Accept, Saxon, Pat Benatar, Jerry Rafferty, Foreigner, and April Wine.
That's you could call it What the Fuck Fest.
Intercontinental year.
Yeah.
Inducting them from all over the world. That's how we do it here. On our Hall of Fame, we spread the love around the globe. That brings us up to 2005. And here's who the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted. Buddy Guy, the OJs, the Pretenders, Percy Sledge, and U2. But here's who's eligible in 2005. Def Leppard, Iron Maiden, Joan Jett, Billy Squire, Michael Schenker Group, In Excess, Wendy O. Williams, and why not? The Plasmatics, too.
See, this is they annoyed me in previous years, but this was the first year I remember starting to get really annoyed at some of their
picks. Well, you got an old blues guitarist.
I love Buddy Guy. He's Buddy great, Guy. But he is not rock and roll.
You got the OJs, who I think are mainly known for The Love of Money, the original version, not the Bullet Boys version. Bullet Boys will be eligible here in a few years. And Percy Sledge, I mean, when a man loves a woman, and U2, no thanks. I mean, I guess if I'm looking at who's eligible, who's out there, I'm going to say Iron Maiden and Def Leppard right off the top.
Yeah. Can I put the Michael Schenker Group in?
Let's see. You going to put MSG in over Joan Jett?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, all right. You going to put MSG in over Billy Squire?
Yeah.
I got no problem putting him in over U2. Michael Schenker it is. Now a two-time Hall of Famer, thanks to UFO being inducted many years ago.
Yep. And, well, three-time. He was in Scorpions, too, for a while.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wow, Michael Schenker might be the first Triple Crown champion of our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Very interesting. What a guy. I'm going to put Wendy O. Williams and the Plasmatics in there.
Okay.
Punk rock, it's got to be represented, right?
I can't wait for all the hate comments.
You
from
put
Joan
the Ramones in.
Huh?
You put the Ramones in.
Of course.
So we can put in Wendy O. Williams and the Plasmatics, too.
Oh, the Ramones accomplished a lot more than Wendy O. Williams did.
Maybe. Well, then what about the Sex Pistols? We got one more spot here, and they, I think, accomplished more than even the Ramones did.
No.
Maybe not as far as, like, longevity or quality. I mean, some people might argue that. I prefer the Ramones. But at the time when punk rock was at its peak, the Sex Pistols were the peak band.
Yeah, they were the poster boys.
If you had to choose between the Sex Pistols and the Clash, who are both still available?
I would choose the Sex Pistols.
All right, then I'm going to choose the Sex Pistols, too.
Mostly because I thought the Clash were really nothing more than a Ramones ripoff band when they started.
Yeah, I could see that. The Clash always seemed like pretentious punk rock, and that don't work.
And then when they changed with, like, I don't know, London Calling, Combat Rock. I hate it. It sounded so snooty.
Yeah. Okay, well, no problem there, because in 2005, we've inducted Iron Maiden, Def Leppard, Michael Schenker Group, Wendy O. Williams, and the Plasmatics, and the Sex Pistols. And guess what? The Sex Pistols are actually going to come to our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame celebration. No problem. They're not going to turn us down. They're going to say, it's an honor to be in your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right?
Michael Schenker. All right, we're moving up. That takes us to 2006. We got 5 spots available. And in 2006, a bunch of bands we've already inducted, Black Sabbath, Blondie, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and the Sex Pistols. The only one still available that they inducted that year, the King of Jazz, Miles Davis. Okay.
Very rock and roll.
Eligible in 2006, Hanoi Rocks, Duran Duran, Whitford St. Holmes, Kix, The Stray Cats, and Motley Crue. Pretty easy, I think. Motley Crue goes in first year eligible.
Yes. Kix goes in.
Our Hall of Fame is awesome.
Delusional, but awesome.
Delusional, but awesome. Yeah. Let's see. We never put in Gene Vincent, and he was like the dude that started rockabilly, but I've been kind of waiting, and that was my justification for not nominating him, because I feel like every kind of genre of rock should be kind of represented in this. So since we never put in the originator, what do you say? You want to put in the Stray Cats?
Sure.
All right. I think it's only fair. That leaves us 2 more to go.
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett. And I'm going to go with... I'm going to look back. War.
Okay.
I think they're kind of an underrated band. They're like funk rock. But they got guitars, and the guitar playing is awesome in it. And Cisco Kid is a friend of mine.
All right.
All right, so that wraps it up for 2006. And we have inducted Motley Crue, Kix, The Stray Cats, Joan Jett. We put the Blackhearts too?
Yeah, I mean, like, they're kind of a package deal, right?
Yeah, but the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame doesn't always do that. They split them up sometimes. They'll put in the lead person, but forget the band. We're not doing that. We'll put Joan Jett and the Blackhearts in there, and then wrapping it up in 2006 with the band War. All right, 2007, here we come. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, which was their first hip-hop induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They also inducted R.E.M., the Ronettes, Patti Smith, and Van Halen. We already inducted Van Halen on their first year eligibility, so the eligible list is the Misfits, Billy Idol, Twisted Sister, Black Flag, and Robert Plant as a solo artist.
All right.
So, I mean, out of the ones they inducted, I don't see any that make me want to go, oh, they definitely need to be in, except for Van Halen, but we're rock and rollers. We put them in a long time ago.
Right. I'd put Twisted Sister in.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with Twisted Sister. That's funny. Twisted Sister is our number one pick for the year.
I'd also put Billy Idol in.
Yeah, Billy Idol, I think, deserves to be in there. I don't think he's in the real Hall of Fame.
He's not?
I don't think so. But he's in ours. Let me look back one time. We still got a bunch of bands out there. People are screaming at us right now because we haven't put Yes in. They are the godfathers of prog rock, so I say go ahead and put them in. What do you think?
Not a big fan myself, but yeah, they deserve it.
All right, so a little late, but better a little late than a little never, so we got Yes in there now. What do you think? We got 2 more spots for 2007.
Whitford St. Holmes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
That means those guys are in there twice because of Aerosmith and Ted Nugent and now Whitford St. Holmes. Let's see. For that last spot, I'm going to go with Kool and the Gang.
Okay.
I mean, they're funk rock.
Yeah.
They opened for Van Halen.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
I think good they deserve
Dave,
it.
Good enough for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right, I'm cool with that. So that's finalized. 2007, this is a pretty interesting year for us. An eclectic group for sure. We got Twisted Sister, Billy Idol, Yes, Whitfield St. Holmes, and Kool and the Gang.
Not Whitfield St. Holmes, Whitford St. Holmes.
Oh, Whitford St. Holmes and Kool and the Gang.
If you're waiting on Ugly Kid Joe, I can already tell.
They're coming up.
I know.
All right, let's look at 2008. In 2008, your debut album had to come out either in 1983 or earlier. And the Hall of Fame inducted the Dave Clark Five, who's still eligible for us as well. Leonard Cohen, who is kind of like the Canadian Bob Dylan. This is the year, famously, Madonna gets in, along with John Cougar Mellencamp and The Ventures. We talked about them. They've been eligible for years and years. We passed them up, too. We don't have any surf rockers in here.
Yeah.
But I think if I was going to put in one, I'd go way back and I'd put in Dick Dale.
Yeah, I guess so. The Ventures had some cool stuff, but Dick Dale had a lot of longevity.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and finally put in Dick Dale so that we've got our surf rock representative in there.
Oh, my God. The eligible list.
Now, the eligible list. Yeah, holy shit. This is a big one. Metallica, Pantera, Suicidal Tendencies, Merciful Fate, Slayer, Ministry, Dokken, Fastway, Lita Ford, Queensryche, The Killer Dwarfs, Roger Waters as a solo artist, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and The Violent Femmes.
Man.
Metallica, of course, right?
Well, yeah.
First year of eligibility, you gotta put Metallica in. If you're counting Pantera, technically their debut album did come out way back in 1983. It wasn't the Pantera that we'd know to come to know and love, but I mean that still makes them eligible. What do you think?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why not? First year eligibility. I say Lita Ford.
You think?
We got Joan Jett in there. Why not Lita Ford?
Okay.
We don't have the Runaways in.
Yeah.
But we got them both as solo artists. Give you the last one, man. What do you think?
Dokken.
All right. I'm cool with that.
Oh, well. Okay. Yeah. There's one on this list. Well, there's going to be several from this list that are going to get in. But, yeah, there's one I almost did. But just because it's going to be funny. But I'll wait.
Yeah, this is a pretty good year for bands that were eligible that fall in our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
That clearly are not going to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for real. So then for 2008, we've got Metallica, Pantera, Lita Ford, Dokken, and man, does this guy feel out of place this night, Dick Dale. What am I doing here?
but what a jam at the end of the night, right?
Why couldn't you have inducted me way back in 1986 when I was first eligible? I feel so out of place. But yeah, hell of a jam at the end of the night. Very cool. I like that. That would be a fun one. All right, better keep moving because we got a ways to go. We're only up to 2009. And inducted in 2009 was Jeff Beck, which we've already inducted. Little Anthony and the Imperials, who was like a 60s soul group. Metallica, we've already inducted them. Run DMC and Bobby Womack, who's another R&B and soul guy. So eligible this year in 2009 is Bon Jovi, Anthrax, Rat, Yngwie Malmsteen, Great White, Wasp, The Cult, Soul Asylum, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Who's number one?
You got to put Bon Jovi in.
Yeah, I guess you kind of do. So popular. Such a big impact on rock music. Hard to deny it. Surprised the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame didn't put them in first year eligible.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and say it's Slayer from the year before. They didn't get in.
Yeah, but pretty historically important band.
Yeah. this is going to be interesting. Bon Jovi and Slayer.
All right. Here, you ready for my curveball?
Yeah, let's have it.
I want to induct the Killer Dwarves into the Rock and Roll.
Somewhere Roger Waters is going, fuck these guys.
Oh, please. I'll take the Killer Dwarves over Roger Waters any day.
We did induct Pink Floyd.
I know.
How about Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, I know you picked the Killer Dwarves over him, but...
I didn't mean to pick him over them. But when I picked Dokken at the end of the last round, I was like, oh, wait, what about the Killer Dwarves?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think for that last space, I'm going to go with the Misfits.
Really?
Yeah, they became eligible in 82. I think they're pretty important as far as their impact on rock music. People love them. I like the Misfits.
Yeah, I could take them or leave them.
Got to have somebody for Slayer to hang out with.
Right.
So in 2009, we induct Bon Jovi, Slayer, the Killer Dwarfs, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and the Misfits.
Oh, wow.
What a group. All right, let's keep on keeping on. We got 5 more eligible spots for the year 2010. And in that year, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted ABBA, Genesis, Jimmy Cliff, that's a reggae dude, the Hollies, and the Stooges. We already inducted Iggy Pop.
No, we inducted the Stooges.
Did we induct the Stooges? Oh, yeah, so we already did that. That's right. So we don't need to worry about them because we already done it. Eligible this year is Mick Jagger as a solo artist, Overkill, Exodus, Stryper, Megadeth, and White Lion.
Wow, this is getting harder and harder.
Yeah, because there's so many available now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to put Megadeth and Stryper in, right?
Yeah. For sure. I'd put Anthrax in too.
All right. I'm cool with that. Megadeth, Stryper, Anthrax. We got 2 more spots. Man, that's Wasp. A good one so far. What's that?
Wasp.
Yeah, let's put Wasp in there. And how about Rat?
Okay.
All right. So your 2010 induction group is Megadeth, Stryper, Anthrax, Wasp, Rat. That's a pretty solid group right there.
Sure.
I like that. All right, we got a ways to go. Let's keep it moving up to 2011. After all these years, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame finally inducts Alice Cooper.
Yep.
We inducted him on his first year eligible, obviously. Mm-hmm. The Hall of Fame also inducted King Diamond. Oh, wait, no, that's Neil Diamond. Oh, my mistake.
He was eligible, though.
Yep. They also inducted Dr. John. I was in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. Also, Darlene Love and Tom Waits. He's kind of a jazzy poet guy. Eligible that year is David Lee Roth as a solo artist, Poison, Tesla, Cinderella, you said it, King Diamond, the Beastie Boys, the Screaming Trees, and Vinnie Vincent. Push the button.
You hit me without warning. Hang on. You talking about this?
That's pretty good. I was actually looking for crickets.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
There we go. That's it. Well, I don't know. Neil Diamond, Dr. John, Darlene Love, Tom Waits. We already inducted Alice Cooper. I think we've got 5 wide open slots to fill.
Although it would be funny to have Neil Diamond and King Diamond get in the same year. But no, I don't want to put Neil Diamond in.
No, no. I mean, I guess if you're talking about impact and everything, probably want to put the Beastie Boys in.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to fit in with the rest of the group, but we'll see how that goes. Poison? Does Poison deserve to go in? I think so.
Oh, man. I can't wait for the hate mail for this one.
I'm inducting Poison. I don't care.
Okay. I'll induct Tesla.
Okay. David Lee Roth is a solo artist?
Sure.
Yeah. One more spot.
What about Overkill?
Definitely want to put Overkill in there. This is a pretty good year, too. Yeah. Beastie Boys kind of hanging out by themselves because they're being inducted with Poison, Tesla, David Lee Roth, and Overkill. I want to go to that party.
Yeah, me too.
All right, that brings us up to 2012. Now, this is pretty interesting because for the last many, many years, it's been anywhere between like 8 and 5 inductees each year. But in 2012, they went crazy. They inducted 12 different bands or artists into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But this is kind of what I was talking about earlier because they inducted the Beastie Boys, who we already inducted. But then they inducted the Blue Caps, which was Gene Vincent's band, and the Comets, which was Bill Haley's band, and the Crickets, which was Buddy Holly's band. But I'm just going to say, you know, we already inducted Bill Haley. We already inducted Buddy Holly. Let's just put their bands in there with them and forget about all that.
Yeah.
They also inducted Donovan, which we already inducted. The Famous Flames, which this is another example of that. That was James Brown's backing band. In their first year of eligibility, Guns N' Roses is in. I think that's a pretty safe bet. They're going to be our number one. Then, more examples of this, the Midnighters, which was Hank Ballard's backup band. We didn't induct Hank Ballard, so they're not getting in either. We can also go back retroactively and put the Miracles in with Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
Got Laura Nyro. She, I guess, wrote a bunch of songs for other bands that got famous off those songs.
Yeah, Laura Nyro.
Nyro? Yeah, see, yeah. That shows how much I know about it.
Vinnie Vincent actually did some writing with her.
Well, I'm sure that didn't get her in the Hall of Fame, and it ain't getting him in ours. Then we got the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and we already inducted the Small Faces.
Yep.
Okay, so, I mean, Guns N' Roses is in. That leaves 11 more picks. So we can actually go back and right a lot of wrongs with this one.
Well, you got to mention the eligible list, too.
The eligible list this year is some great ones. 4 of them. Testament, Faith No More, Faster Pussycat, and White Zombie.
All right.
So what do you think? Who joins Guns N' Roses in the 2012 class?
Queensryche.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
We'll just go back and forth. I'll pick that one. You pick the next one.
Okay. If you're going to pick Queensryche, then I'm going to induct the Allman Brothers.
Yeah, I've been kind of regretting not doing that earlier.
All right. Your turn.
Fast Way.
Hell yeah. I'm going to say Faith No More.
Okay. I'll pick the Cult.
Heck yeah. That was one I was going to have to go back to also. Let's see. Who else is still out there? Man, there's a lot. I'm going to go with the Suicidal Tendencies.
I can't believe it took you that long.
I know. I think I forgot about them for a minute. They were in 2008 where there was a whole shit ton. They just kind of got mixed in with the rest.
Right, we still have spots to fill, right?
Uh-huh. We got 5 more.
Cinderella.
All right, I'm cool with that. Let's see. Faster Pussycat.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I wasn't going to pick them because I knew you would. I'll pick Testament.
All right, cool. All right, let's see. I'm going to go with Tommy James and the Shondells.
Okay.
He was eligible a long time ago.
All right.
He had some good songs. That band was pretty good for their back in their time.
Yeah, I'll stay in the same vein. I'll pick Merciful Fate.
What a year this one is. Wow. All right, so in 2012, we got a bunch of extra picks. We righted a bunch of wrongs and added a bunch of people that were eligible. Our 2012 class is Guns N' Roses, Queensryche, The Allman Brothers, Fastway, Faith No More, The Cult, Suicidal Tendencies, Cinderella, Faster Pussycat, Testament, Tommy James and the Shondells, and Merciful Fate. Awesome. Yeah. That's live right there. That's people cheering. Yeah. Going, this is one of the greatest years the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has ever seen.
And then people that are not us are like,
where the hell am I? Yeah, that's right. All right, let's keep her moving. 2013, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted Hart, which we already inducted. They inducted Albert King, which I'm pretty sure we already inducted. Randy Newman, who nobody should induct. Public Enemy, Rush, which we've already inducted a long time ago. And the Queen of Disco, Donna Summer. So not a lot there for us. But eligible this year is the LA Guns, Living Color, Danzig, Gwar, I told you they were coming, the Bullet Boys, Soundgarden, and X-Japan.
All right.
So here we go. 2013, I don't see nothing on the list that we haven't already picked that stands out to me. I mean, we've already established we're not putting rap bands in here.
Oh.
Rap groups or whatever. Randy Newman is getting nowhere near our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Donna Summer, she might be the queen, but it was of disco, so she don't count. What do you think? Soundgarden, LA Guns. Those are the two that jump right out at me.
Which ones?
Soundgarden and LA Guns.
Okay, I'm fine with those two. Let's see. You know, for worldwide success, I would put X Japan in there.
I would too. That's when I was looking at putting this list together. X Japan, I was like, yeah, they deserve to be on that. You know, they were massive in Japan. Let's see. What else we got? Well, who we snubbed that we haven't put in? Let me look back.
Did we do Exodus?
Nope. Exodus is available. Let me put that in. I'm cool with that. I'm going to go with Wishbone Ash.
Okay. What do we have left?
One more for 2013.
One Great White.
Yeah, hell yeah. See, this is another good class right here. So for 2013, in this beautiful imaginary world we've created for ourselves, the inductees are Soundgarden, LA Guns, X Japan, Exodus, Wishbone Ash, and Great White. Wow. I like it.
Awesome.
All right. So we're getting closer now. That brings us up to 2014. And inducted that year was Peter Gabriel, Hall & Oates, Kiss, who, golly, why'd they have to wait so long? We inducted them way back, 1999. Also inducted that year was Nirvana, Linda Ronstadt, and Cat Stevens. Eligible this year is Warrant, Extreme, Skid Row, Nirvana, who we mentioned got in on their first year, Enough's Enough, Lenny Kravitz, and The Offspring. And you know, in this conversation, Enough's Enough probably only comes up if I'm putting the list together.
Oh, man.
So out of all these bands that I'm seeing, the most important band to me, I think, is probably Skid Row.
Yeah.
I think they go in number one.
I think Warrant should go in also.
I agree with that. Oh, geez. I mean,
come on, say it. You know you want to.
You kind of got to put The Offspring in right now. No, actually, I'm looking at Nirvana. I mean, they're pretty important. To me, not one of my all-time favorites, but they can't be denied. I mean, their impact and their popularity and, yeah, the way they ruled their time in the spotlight, they did.
Okay.
I think you kind of got to put Nirvana in there, too. That's awesome. Skid Row, Warrant, Nirvana. In that order. Oh my God. That's great. That leaves us three more spots to fill for this year. I'm looking back on ones we missed. I'm going to nominate Status Quo.
Okay. Phil Schaus is proud of you.
Good. I really like that band.
I do too. White Line.
Wow. Okay. All right. You know, I mean, they were pretty damn popular. They had their hits. Yeah. People love them.
Some do.
If you're going to do that, I'm going Gwar.
Did you already put Enough's Enough in?
No. I'm going to make... I don't want it to seem too funny, so I'm going to make them maybe wait a year.
Okay.
It seems kind of funny to put in Enough's Enough before the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And some of these other bands that are actually in the Hall of Fame.
Well, who cares? It's our list.
All right, cool. Well, we still got a couple of years to go. So that means our inductees for the year 2014. This is a good one. Skid Row, Warrant, Nirvana, Status Quo, White Lion, and Gwar. That's awesome.
The Status Quo guys are like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, they'd be pretty popular with Skid Row and Warrant, I bet, and White Lion.
Yeah.
All right, that brings us up to 2015. In 2015, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted Paul Butterfield Blues Band, which they've been eligible for a while, but we didn't put them in ours yet either. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, they're in ours. Lou Reed is in. Green Day on their first year of eligibility. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015. And Bill Withers of Ain't No Sunshine and Lean On Me fame. Eligible this year are Alice in Chains, The Black Crows, Kid Rock, Caius, Love Hate, Slaughter, and Helmet. And we've got a lot left over from years past as well.
Yeah.
What do you think? Anything jump out at you? I mean, probably Alice in Chains, right?
Of the ones that got in, I would leave Green Day on there.
Yeah, but not before Alice in Chains, I don't think.
I'm not, well, who's to say they're not going to get put in too? I'm just saying I would put them in.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, they have sold a lot of records. They are a rock band, and they're in the real Hall of Fame. They got in their first year eligible. I mean, it seems funny to me that they would get in on their first year eligible, but Alice in Chains don't.
Well, I mean, but longevity and top 40 success, they were bigger than Alice in Chains.
True, yeah, Alice in Chains did get cut short, you know, so you could say the same thing about the Black Crows.
Yeah,
but I think
would put them in.
I'll put the Black Crows in as well. What about Kid Rock?
Nah. Eh.
I think you got to put Kid Rock in there.
Do you?
I think so. I mean, he's probably sold just as many albums as Green Day did.
I just view him more as a rapper.
Well, I mean, I view him as a rapper, as a country singer, as a rocker. I mean, the stuff he did back in the day when he had Kenny Olsen in the band. You know, that is all rock with him kind of rapping and doing a little singing. I think he's popular enough worldwide. I think you got to put Kid Rock in there.
On his first year of eligibility?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm nominating Kid Rock.
Well, then I'm going to put Slaughter in.
That's awesome. The Black Crows and Green Day are going to hate that. But the bad thing is now Slaughter don't have nobody to hang out with, so what the hell, I'm putting Enough's Enough in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
So if nothing else, at least Slaughter's got somebody cool to hang out with.
All right.
So there you have it. 2015, our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions are Alice in Chains, The Black Crows, Green Day, Kid Rock, Slaughter, and Enough's Enough. Only in a perfect world. All right, that gets us up to 2016. Inducted that year after waiting and waiting and waiting for far too long, Cheap Trick and Deep Purple, which are both in our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They also inducted that year Chicago, NWA, and Steve Miller, which we've already inducted. So eligible this year is Pearl Jam, Smashing Pumpkins, Hole, Saigon Kick. Oh, what's this? Oh, nice. Tough is eligible this year. I had no idea.
Yes, you did.
All right. A lot of stuff still out there to choose from. You might take a look back or look at what we've got eligible. I mean, Chicago and NWA otherwise.
I'd be okay with seeing Chicago in there.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. I don't have a problem with it. I'm not a huge fan of theirs. I don't know. That's one of them bands I probably need to listen to more of because it's like their early stuff, like, what is that song? 25 and 6 to 4?
Mm-hmm.
I love that song. I really like the Vince Neil cover of it with the guitars in it.
All right.
But, I mean, it's still a great song. Otherwise, their 80s stuff I always thought was just cheesy, but you can't deny their popularity.
Well, even if you're not a big fan of the music, the on Netflix they have the Chicago documentary about their whole history.
Yeah,
and it's really good.
Check that out. Maybe I get a new appreciation for them.
Well, I don't know that you will, but it's an interesting story.
All right, what do you think? Pearl Jam, Smashing Pumpkins, pretty important bands.
Yeah, I think so. I would put Saigon Kick in.
I would put Tough in, but I don't want people to be angry and stop listening immediately.
If you ever put Tough in, people are going to get angry and stop listening. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead and put them in.
This one's for you, Stevie Rochelle. You're going in the Hall of Fame. I love it. Stevie All right. Rochelle so,
and Eddie Vedder hanging out together.
as ridiculous as this sounds, this is your lineup for 2016. Your induction class is Chicago, Pearl Jam, Smashing Pumpkins, Saigon Kick, and Tough. I love that there's absolutely no rhyme or reason to this, and if this really was our job, our bosses would just be dumbfounded with us.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so far, so good. That brings us up to 2017, inducted that year into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a band that we still got on our list for many years, ELO. They also inducted Joan Baez.
Yeah.
And she wrote Diamonds and Rust, not the cool Judas Priest version, but the original. And the night they drove Old Dixie down, they also inducted that year Journey, who we've already inducted. Pearl Jam, who we've already inducted. Yes, who we've already inducted. And Tupac, who we've already inducted. Oh, wait, no, we didn't induct Tupac yet. But eligible this year is the Stone Temple Pilots, Rage Against the Machine, Izzy Stradlin as a solo artist, Blind Melon, Sublime, No Doubt, Body Count, Jackal. Oh, nice. Ugly Kid Joe's eligible to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I feel like I'm about to fulfill my destiny.
And I get to be along for the ride. Yay.
So, I mean, other than Ugly Kid Joe, who's the obvious here?
Yeah. I would put ELO in.
Yeah, I think so, too. And we've actually made them wait quite a while.
Have we?
Yeah, well, we haven't put them in. They've been eligible for quite a long time now.
I missed them earlier then. Yeah. I should have done it earlier.
They're on our snubbed list. I'm going to put in, I'm going to put in Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Okay.
They've been sitting on the back burner for a while. What do you think?
I'm having a harder time as we go. I'll put Caius in.
Yeah. I'm cool with that. Forefathers of desert rock, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of a genre unto itself.
Right. I'm going to go with Danzig.
Okay.
Leaves two more.
The Bullet Boys.
And Ugly Kid Joe.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
All right. Awesome. We are so good at this. 2017, our inductions are the Electric Light Orchestra, Bachman Turner Overdrive, Caius, Danzig, The Bullet Boys, and Ugly Kid Joe. Man, we're good. All right. We're getting close to the end now. We only got three more years to go, and we are up to 2018. In 2018, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted Bon Jovi, who we've already inducted, The Cars, who we've already inducted, Dire Straits, The Moody Blues, who are already inducted, and Nina Simone, who's a jazz singer. Eligible in 2018 is Tool, Vince Neil as a solo artist, Clutch, and Duff McKagan as a solo artist. I mean, right off the bat, the one that really jumps out at me is Clutch. I think Clutch should go.
Sure. I kind of want to put the Cars in.
Oh, yeah, we haven't put the Cars in yet, have we? Yeah, they deserve it, I think, for sure.
I like a lot of their songs.
Yeah, definitely the Cars should go in. I'm very cool with that. They probably should have went in a couple years ago. Let's see. Let me take a spin through. Ah, what the hell? Let's put the Chili Peppers in. Right. We made them wait for a while.
I'm going to put in Quiet Riot.
I'm cool with that. And let's see. I'm going to go ahead and induct White Zombie.
Okay.
This is a pretty eclectic class here, too. So we got Clutch, The Cars, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Quiet Riot, and White Zombie.
Nice.
That's pretty good. I like that. In real life, The Cars and the Chili Peppers are like, what are these other guys doing here? Who's in charge of this shit?
It ain't Rolling Stone.
No, definitely not. All right, two more years to go, and we're almost done. That brings us up to 2019. Last year, they inducted The Cure, Def Leppard, who we inducted already on their first year eligibility, Janet Jackson, Stevie Nicks as a solo artist, Radiohead, Roxy Music, which is like UK prog wave rock, I guess, and The Zombies, who is one of our earliest snubs. They did the songs The Time of Season and She's Not There. Not bad. Eligible this year is Weezer, Marilyn Manson, and Korn. What say you? We've got seven spots to fill.
I think Korn deserves it because they kind of revolutionized new metal.
Yeah, I would say so. I think Korn definitely deserves it. In that same breath, I would say Marilyn Manson, too, because he was pretty unique and extremely popular and made a huge impact on music.
Another revolutionary band, I'm going to put Jackal in.
Oh, that's funny. They'll fit in real nice in between Marilyn Manson, Korn, and I'm putting in Tool.
Okay, I was thinking about Tool also.
You got three more spots left. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm gonna side with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this time. I think they're right, and I think we may have been wrong for making them wait so long, because even though it was way back in the 60s, this was kind of a metal band for that time. So I'm going to go ahead and finally, like the Hall of Fame, induct the Zombies.
Okay.
Two more.
Angel.
Right on. I'm cool with that.
Well, I figure if I put Stars in, I should put Angel in too, right?
Yeah, probably. And if we're going back and I'm looking at other ones we missed that probably should be in there, I'm going to go with Todd Rundgren.
Okay.
Probably should have been in a long time ago, but it's tough. I mean, there's only so many spots and you got to keep moving along. So that brings us up to the current day. These were bands that were just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in real life last week. And they were Depeche Mode, The Doobie Brothers, who we've already inducted, Whitney Houston, which I'm sure will be Chris's number one pick, Nine Inch Nails, The Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex, who we have already inducted. Eligible this year, as we spoke, because it's over now, Slash is a solo artist, The Foo Fighters, Silverchair, Sugar Ray, and Local H. We got six spots to fill, and this is the last one that's going to take us up to current times. Any of them really jump out at you? You think they deserve to be in there?
For what they've done, I would say Nine Inch Nails does deserve it.
Yeah, again, we're talking about making sure all kinds of music is represented. That's industrial, metal, rock, I guess. A little bit of mix in between both. But, yeah, definitely trendsetters for sure. When I think of, like, industrial rock or industrial metal, it's either Nine Inch Nails or Ministry, and we already snubbed Ministry.
Yeah, but I would take Nine Inch Nails over Ministry.
All right, so Nine Inch Nails gets in. I'm going to say Slash as a solo artist should get in.
Okay.
Because he's done a lot of stuff, you know, outside of Guns N' Roses.
Did we induct the Sweet?
No, Sweet are still available.
I'm going to pick them.
All right. Hmm, boy, who's left? Let me take a look here.
Anybody? I'm not gonna induct Foo Fighters because I think they can wait a little while.
Yeah, they got time. They're future inductees. Let's see, we got three picks left. I'm kind of torn, but I'm gonna say, man, this is tough. Knowing this is the end, you know, this is the final. I don't want to leave anybody on the table. There's a lot of bands that I really love that I'd like to put in there. And you still got Love Hate out there. I mean, I already inducted Tough.
And Enough's Enough.
And Enough's Enough. And Ugly Kid Joe.
I've got two that I know I want to put in that I haven't.
Okay, well, go ahead and pick your two. I'm still looking. I'll give you two and I'll take one.
Hanoi Rocks.
Yeah, I'm cool with that for sure.
And my other one would be Living Color.
Then I'm going with Local H.
Okay.
I love how the first episode of this was all kind of serious and well thought out, and then they just kind of degenerated into, oh, these are all our favorite bands, and so we're going to definitely pick Local H over REM, and we're definitely going to take Hanoi Rocks over U2.
Right.
Well, I guess at the end, last time we went through our whole list and figured out who we all inducted. All right, so let's go down the list of what we did this time. So in the year 2000, we inducted AC/DC, Eric Clapton, Journey, Rainbow, George Harrison, and Kansas. You cool with that?
Yep.
Me too. I'm cool with all of these. 2001, The Ramones, Queen, Heart, Michael Jackson, YNT, Blondie, Boston, Black Oak, Arkansas. What a group. Yep. In 2002, we inducted Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Cheap Trick, Motorhead, Ted Nugent, Foghat, and Eddie Money. Then in 2003, in their first year of eligibility, we got Van Halen, Whitesnake, Ace Frehley. We also got Stars and Meatloaf. 2004, Prince, Accept, Saxon, Pat Benatar, Jerry Rafferty, Foreigner, and April Wine. In 2005, we inducted Iron Maiden, Def Leppard, Michael Schenker, Wendy O. Williams, and the Sex Pistols. 2006, Motley Crue, Kix, The Stray Cats, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and War. That might be my favorite lineup right there.
It's a good one.
In 2007, another eclectic group, Twisted Sister, Billy Idol, Yes, Whitford St. Holmes, and Kool and the Gang. In 2008, Metallica, Pantera, Lita Ford, and Dokken, along with Dick Dale. Surf rocking with Dokken. 2009, we inducted Bon Jovi, Slayer, Killer Dwarfs, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Double Trouble, and The Misfits. In 2010, it was Megadeth, Stryper, Anthrax, Wasp, Rat. In 2011, the Beastie Boys, Poison, Tesla, David Lee Roth as a solo artist, and Overkill. I like that one, too. Mm-hmm. In 2012, it was the big one. We righted a lot of wrongs in 2012 when we inducted Guns N' Roses, Queensryche, the Allman Brothers, Fastway, Faith No More, The Cult, Suicidal Tendencies, Cinderella, Faster Pussycat, Testament, Tommy James and the Shondells, and Merciful Fate. In 2013, it went to Soundgarden, LA Guns, X-Japan, Exodus, Wishbone Ash, and Great White. In 2014, Skid Row, Warrant, Nirvana, Status Quo, White Lion, and Gwar. In 2015, Alice in Chains, The Black Crows, Green Day, Kid Rock, Slaughter, and Enough's Enough. 2016, Chicago, Pearl Jam, Smashing Pumpkins, Saigon Kick, and Tough. I'm starting to see a kind of a pattern here.
Yeah.
2017, ELO, Bachman Turner, Overdrive, Caius, Danzig, Bullet Boys, Ugly Kid Joe. Maybe not so much of a pattern. 2018, we inducted Clutch, The Cars, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Quiet Riot, and White Zombie. In 2019, the nod went to Korn, Marilyn Manson, Jackal, Tool, The Zombies, Angel, and Todd Rundgren. What a weird lineup that one is. And then finally, in our last year, 2020, it's Nine Inch Nails, Slash, Sweet, Hanoi Rocks, Living Color, and Local H is in our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow.
So how many people out there, thank you. How many people out there are freaking angry right now?
A lot.
I mean, who did we miss? That's why I wondered, like, I saw that Wally from the CGCM podcast had listened to last week's episode and said I was yelling and screaming the whole time, and it makes me wonder, who did we miss? So we'll have to go through, maybe we'll put together the list of our snubs. I mean, off the top of my head, I know the Grateful Dead's not in our Hall of Fame. REM is not in our Hall of Fame. Depeche Mode is not in our Hall of Fame. U2 is not in our Hall of Fame. Some big name bands that we snubbed out of here.
Well, some other ones that aren't even on the eligible list, like Tora Tora, aren't on. Right. We didn't get to put in. So yeah, I'd say there's bands like that that we probably missed completely.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot. Yeah, because there's so many bands, you know, it's hard to get everything. But I think we got, for the most part, the bands that most people have heard of, and we rejected a lot of them. And we included a lot of our own picks that would never even be close to being considered for the real life Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But that's okay, because this is the Decibel Geek podcast, and we do what we want. It's our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, sorry, you two. There's no room for you, but there's room for the Bullet Boys.
Right this way, Mr. Torian. Oh, Mr. Bono, please, the other side of the curtain.
Yeah.
Too awesome. I love it. So I think we did good. And if the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame wants to hire us to put together next year's nominees, we're more than happy to do it. If you just want to give us some more Doobie Brothers Blu-rays to give away, we're cool with that too. So it was fun getting to work with HBO Max and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I hope, you know, everybody went and watched that when it happened last week and got to see the cool Eddie Van Halen tribute. And if they ever want to give us more stuff to give away, we're down.
They probably won't, but thanks for doing it this time.
Oh, man. So this has been an adventure, but a lot of fun. So hate mail, everything we missed, everything that made you mad how could we have missed that? Point it out to us. Let us know how you'd have done this differently. Who did we snub that outraged you the most? Or who did we induct that's not in the Hall of Fame that you agree should be there just like we think? Let us know. Do it on the Facebook. When this becomes available, we're going to make that post on our Facebook page. You go ahead and like it, share it, and you can become a Geek of the Week. And like I said, let us know. We love to hear from our listeners because we know you guys think about these things just like we do. And we'd like to know who would be in your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, we good?
Yep, we're good.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.